Canon 52. 1. In the name of creation, the wise, the just. 2. Praise be unto creation, which is Al-Hud. 3. And the Prophet speaks about God and creation. 371, 4. So that man may understand the truth and recognize the difference between God and creation. 5. So shall the word be directed to man of earth. 6. In the name of creation, the wise, the just. 7. So that he recognizes the truth and arranges his way of life according thereto. 8. The gods of earth were human beings. 9. They came from the expanses of the universe, from strange systems, galaxies and worlds. 10. They elevated themselves unjustly on earth over men, called themselves God, the Creator. 11. They created sects and religions, so that earth man should be dependent upon them and believing. 12. And they demanded that man worship the gods as creators. 13. So that man of earth may be enslaved and dependent upon the gods for all times. 14. And every god created his own religion for himself and placed himself as creator above men, who believing, fell for him. 15. And many gods were degenerated and malicious, possessed by power, greed and all evil. 16. They issued laws of death, of punishment and of destruction, and they murdered as they felt like it. 17. And man of earth was ignorant and did not know the truth. 18. Thus, the people followed each the god of their religion, and they fell into the darkness of belief. 19. That God would be the creator and producer of life. 20. Because not one god told the truth, that he was a human being like man. 21. Therefore, the knowledge was hidden that God is also a human being, above whom as well stands creation as highest power of life. 22. Thus, God is a human being, but creation is creation. 23. God demands from man atonement and vengeance, and God becomes angry and kills man, and he issues laws and commandments by which human beings kill human beings. 24. But creation knows neither anger nor vengeance, it does not kill and does not demand atonement. 25. God thinks and acts human as a human being, but creation is in all things creative and illogical. 26. Through God's human laws and commandments, discord is sown among man, death and destruction. 27. God is a power-hungry space traveler, a human being who tries to rule everything with evil power and with barbarian laws and commandments. 28. But creation is peace and love, and only its laws and commandments guarantee life. 29. Creation demands neither vengeance nor recompense, but only evolution according to its laws and commandments. 30. Love and truth alone are able to change the world for the better. 31. Creation appoints that man shall not kill and not conduct any wars. 32. But God, the human being, appoints killing and wars, vengeance and recompense. 33. Creation determines peace and knowledge. 34. But God orders discord and belief. 35. Creation is wise and full of unceasing wonders. 36. But God only has human knowledge and is full of illogic, as this can only be peculiar to a human being. 37. Creation is the highest and most perfect, and its laws and commandments are this as well. 38. But God is so imperfect as only a human being can be, because he orders belief, vengeance and imperfection. 39. Love alone is the law of creation, but God mocks this law because he orders vengeance, punishment and death. 372. 40. Creation, however, demands life and love and the determination that it is never allowed to cause a life form harm or suffering or pain, 41. Creation determines that life must be protected and preserved. 42. But God demands destruction of life and damnation. 43. God is a human being and a space traveler from stars unknown to Earth, and his armies are his subjects. 44. God is a human being full of power greed, and as imperfect as all human beings without spiritual leadership. 45. God came to the earth from the stars with all his subjects to rule and to terrorize the earth humans. 46. But creation was everywhere and forever in the entire universe, and it created all life. 47. The laws and commandments of creation are uniform for all life and are valid for the entire universe in love. 48. But the laws and commandments of God are only valid where he rules and where human beings adhere to him. 49. But human beings are also adhering to gods, which they created themselves in that they elevated men of earth to gods. 50. And man also selected idols of dead material, idols of stone and wood and metal, etc. 51. And man worships gods and idols and disregards creation in all things. 52. But creation truly is the highest, the power which gives the power of life to all life. 53. Creation alone is that which God wants to be, which he, however, never can be, namely, creation itself, from which all life issued forth. 54. Creation is being and the existence of life itself. 55. But God is only a sad image of human power, infected with all evils of man. 56. God is a creature of evil human degeneration and the embodiment of evil, as it is proven in all his writings by his demands and commands. 57. Since previous times, God demanded the blood and life of men, and he demanded subjective humility. 58. But creation does not order humility, but humanness and human dignity, and it determines love and life. 59. Creation is creative, and in no way is it comparable, not even to the minutest part, to a human being, not even to a human being, who calls himself God. 60. Creation alone is creation, and God remains God and a human being. 61. God does not compare in one iota to creation, although he arrogates to be creator and calls himself so. 62. Creation alone is creation, and God is also one of its creatures from the first to the last iota. 63. Therefore God is a human being, who elevates himself higher than what he truthfully is.